From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there has been a deadly attack on a Kabul, Afghanistan hospital. Gunfire echoed through Kabul as gunmen dressed as medics stormed a hospital in the Afghan capital today and battled security forces for hours, killing more than 30 people and wounding dozens in an attack claimed by Islamic State. Security officials said a suicide bomber blew himself up at the rear of the 400-bed Sardar Mohammad Daoud Khan Hospital across the road from the heavily fortified U.S. Embassy, and three attackers with automatic weapons and hand grenades entered the complex. A defense ministry spokesman said the attack was suppressed by mid-afternoon with all three gunmen killed. As security forces swept the hospital buildings, another ministry spokesman said they found at least 30 dead and 50 wounded, including doctors, patients, and hospital staff, in addition to the three killed and 66 wounded reported earlier. The gunmen, dressed as medical personnel, had taken up positions on the upper floors of the hospital and engaged special forces sent to the scene. A statement from Islamic State's Amaq News Agency said its fighters had attacked the hospital, while an Afghan Taliban spokesman denied responsibility, saying the Islamist insurgency had no connection to the attack. The UN Security Council is holding a closed-door briefing today on North Korea's latest ballistic missile launches as China calls for North Korea, South Korea, and the United States to take steps to avoid a head-on collision. Ahead of the meeting in the UN, the Chinese foreign minister proposed North Korea suspend its nuclear missile activities. In exchange, the U.S. and South Korea would halt their joint military drills. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights warns that the entire human rights system is under attack. The annual report on the state of human rights around the world presented to the UN Human Rights Council includes criticism of the world's superpowers. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Human rights chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein highlighted recent human rights developments in more than 40 countries. The High Commissioner finds fault with several of the world's superpowers. He criticizes China for detaining lawyers and activists who fight for the rights of others. He deplores Russia's curbs on political dissent, freedom of expression, and religion. In the United States, he expresses concern about President Trump's vilification of entire groups such as Mexicans and Muslims. He warns the collective expulsions and deportations of immigrants could be in breach of international law if undertaken without due process guarantees. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. federal court has ordered arguments to be held next week on a legal challenge to President Donald Trump's new executive order suspending the nation's refugee admissions program and barring entry to people from six majority Muslim countries. The state of Hawaii had initially filed a legal challenge to the president's original order signed in January, but that case was put on hold after another federal court ruled the government could not enforce the order. Now that Trump has issued a new executive order, the government is withdrawing its appeal of the court ruling, and thus Hawaii says its challenge to the travel ban should move forward. The travel ban lasts for 90 days and prohibits the issuance of new visas to people from Iran, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, and Sudan. It also suspends refugee admissions for 120 days. The Trump administration says the order is necessary to protect national security and has dismissed critics who say it is targeted at Muslims. Israel's parliament has given preliminary approval today to two measures that would limit calls to prayers from mosques, including one prohibiting the use of loudspeakers at all hours. The French news agency AFP reports the second of the bills would ban loudspeakers between the hours of 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. The bills would have to be reconciled later in the legislative process, with three more readings required before they can become law. They were approved after a heated discussion that turned into shouting matches between ruling coalition members and Arab lawmakers in Israel, some of whom tore up copies of the legislation and were ejected from the chamber. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.